bureaus worldwide.
Welcome to Immersion into Source. You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
Hello.
Ooh, we didn't have our intro music again.
I know.
Well,
that's okay.
That's okay. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe that it's just at the leading into the commercial. Wow. Anyway, I'm Karin and that's Wendy, and we're here to do Immersion into Source, but apparently we're off again.
No, I'm sure it used to play before, but that's okay. We'll just get adjusting.
Yeah,
adjusted.
That's okay. Yeah, things change, right?
That's
the only thing that doesn't. What is it? The only thing that stays the same as change, or something?
Right,
like that?
Right. Yeah.
So we'll get used to it.
Tonight we're going to be talking about parallel universes, and before we came on the air, Karin and I were talking, and I was telling her that. You know, when a lot of times what I do to prepare is I read lots of different articles about the subject so I can come up with some questions that are something beyond what I want to know, just some general questions that I'm hoping will be broader for you all, you know, and so we can cover more information. And so I was reading these articles, and it was very interesting that they were all very scientific and a lot of math, but they all basically said the same thing. And I don't want to say what that is, you know, until later, because I don't want to taint, you know, anything here. But it was very interesting that they were all very similar. A lot of big words. As a matter of fact, I read one article and I said, I have to go lay down because it just hurt my head. And they all referred me to other books. So I think there must be some really amazing information out there about this. And I can't wait to hear what your team has to say.
Yeah. Well, see, Wendy, that's so nice that you do the preparation homework ahead of time. I grumble because I got to do the emails and the newsletters, the notice, and pick the topics and that kind of stuff. But I don't do any like preparation for the session itself. So I'm so glad that you do.
Yeah, well,
really,
you know what?
I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure. And, you know, it's really been a good thing for me because I am not typically a question person. You know, in my house growing up, it was always, this is the way it is because I said so. And don't ask me any questions. You know, it just wasn't really, that wasn't my personality. So, this is really good for me. It helps me think outside the box sometimes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great growing exercise for me.
Oh, see, this works on so many levels. That's right.
I know. It's great. I know. I don't think it was an accident that I, you know, kind of fell into this position for you. So,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So, and all of you out there listening, we love to have your questions too. Wendy prepares, you know, so she has questions on board in case, you know, that you guys don't post any. But go into Facebook. Immersion into Source is our fan page or group page, I guess. It's a group page.
Right.
And post your questions and comments on there. We are, as the intro told you, we're going to be having a healing. So if you have any questions about that, we will describe it for you in a minute here. But make sure you post any of those questions as quick as possible so that we can get to them before we actually do the healing portion. And for those of you that have done it before, once or twice or many, many times, you know what's coming. Well, kind of, because I don't know what's coming. It's different every time for me, too. But you have a general idea of what we're going to do. So, yeah, parallel universes, you know, that does kind of, you know, you think, okay, because maybe a couple years ago, I saw a video that Michio, I am sure that I'm not pronouncing his name properly, but it's Michio Kaku, M-I-C-H-I-O-K-A-K.
I saw reference to him in one of the articles.
He was talking about a multiverse, and mm-hmm. that the Hubble telescope or something had given them images. Somehow always blows my mind how they get all this data and they can extrapolate facts. I'm like, how does that number mean that? But that's what they do, and that's why I don't do that. Because like Wendy, I'm like, oh, my head is spinning. I know.
What did I just read? I could understand most of the words. I mean, let's be real here. I'm not into science. So there were some words there that I kind of looked at them and went, I have no idea what that just said. Uh-huh. So some of the words I'd Google and be like, oh, okay. And then other ones I'd just be like, oh, forget it. And I'd go down and into another part where I could understand what they were talking about.
Yeah. Well, I have read a few books on quantum physics and healing and all that kind of stuff. And I can say, I can honestly say that I have read some and completed several. I have one that I'm still in the midst of. But having said that, I have to say that I don't remember a thing, really. Because I'll find myself reading the same paragraph over and over, and I'm like, okay, all right, I think I got it. I think I know what that means. And then I'll go on to the next paragraph, and I'm like, ugh, I just lost the last one. So I kind of, like, plod my way through. So anyway, that Michio Kaku, he was talking about multiple universes, so they called it a multiverse rather than a mm-hmm. universe. Mm-hmm. And so isn't that interesting that, you know, that scientifically, you know, more and more that science is aligning itself with what religious and spiritual people have been telling us for a long, mystics have been telling us for a long time, you know, that those things are starting to dovetail. I think that's so exciting. So yeah, it will be fun to hear what they have to say, and hopefully they don't use any scientific concepts on me, because then
you know they speak your language.
Yeah, but sometimes they present something and I'm like, boy, I really got to stretch my brain to see what you're saying, you know? So it's good for me too.
That's right. We just got a post on Facebook that said, so explain this concept. I need parallel universes for dummies. And I started to write, well, you know, and so we shall explain. And then I thought, well, wait, you know, what if all the information that's given to you is hard to explain. So I thought, oh, I'm taking that off. I got to think of a better way to say something there. Yeah. But
well, you know, from a spiritual, you know, the religious, historically religious people, they'll have said that, you know, the next world or heaven or whatever is right here. It's not somewhere else. It's right here. And this Michio Kaku, he says the same thing. Like somebody asked him, well, where is those other universes? He says, it's in your living room. So,
wow.
You know, it's, so there are apparently many, you know, we talk about first, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, multiple dimensions. So, and those are kind of all acting, you know, so if you see a dot, if you take a dot, you can go up and down, you can go back and forth, you can go, you know, left to right. So that one dot intersects multiple dimensions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to guess that one dot in space intersects multiple universes as well. How those play into each other is, I think, hopefully we'll get some answers about that, because that's, I don't know that my brain can actually understand multiple universes all being at that same intersection. But maybe if we can kind of go through the back door and ask, well, you know, if a leaf is green here, does it the same leaf somewhere? You know what I mean? I don't know. Whatever kind of questions that we can somehow kind of get a picture that kind of gives us an idea of what that means.
Okay.
So now why the heck did we pick parallel universes as a topic since we don't know what it is? It's because one of our listeners asked us to.
Right.
So, you know, you're welcome to submit ideas for topics as well, and we'll explore them. We'll stumble around in the mud for a while with you.
And it's fun.
And it's
fun. We should talk about the healing because we're going to get to a commercial pretty soon.
Thank you. Yes, you're right. So the healing, that happens because Source says so. This is actually this whole project that we're doing, this immersion in Source, was at the suggestion of Source. My guides were like, you have to go on the radio, you have to do webinars, and I'm like, what? So what they're doing is they're using me to send healing energy out to all of you. So in the second quarter of our show, after the commercial break, I will, it'll be silent. I will say a prayer, get myself centered, and tap in. And the healing will just flow out to you. So at your end, wherever you are in the world, you allow. You are comfortable. Ideally, there isn't anybody around bothering you, but, you know, life is life, so deal with it if that happens. But try and stay centered. Close your eyes. Have an internal experience. Relax. Relax your whole body, including your muscles and joints. And remember those stress areas, the jaw, the shoulders, knees, everything. Just relax. Allow it to happen. It'll flow through you as it needs to. You might feel it physically. You might feel emotional turmoil. You might feel jittery. You might feel giddy. You might start laughing. You might start crying. You might, your hand might start shaking. You might feel it localized in your body. Your whole body might shake. Whatever happens, allow it to happen. Know that Source is flowing through you and sending you energy, and things are happening that your team has assessed as being optimal for you. That, so it's not going to be the same for you as it's going to be for the next person. Right?
Right. And it's, you know, like we've talked about in other times, it's like, even for me, it's different every single time. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Mm-hmm. It's good. I can't wait. Let's get on with this part.
Well, first we get to listen to some commercials.
Oh, I know. But that's okay.
Yeah, well,
because when they come, then I know the good part's coming after.
Yeah. Well, and it's fun to listen to some of what other people are doing on their shows.
You're right,
and
it is.
Here it comes. I'm like, I keep thinking, I'm like, I think I hear it coming. I think. Oh, there it is.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know. I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we're back.
Yes.
We're back. And they had a commercial for somebody else's show, Sacred Success.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, I'm like, our next show on Sunday, it's a webinar, so not on the radio, but our next show is on sacred sex. So maybe you could successfully have sacred sex or something.
Well, that would be the point, right?
Yeah. Sacred successful sex. Okay. All right, so here we go. We're going to do the healing portion now. So we're going to be, it'll be silent, but that doesn't mean we're gone. We're still here. So you're going to get comfortable. You're going to close your eyes, relax, and receive. And then we'll come back. And then we'll explore our topic of, parallel universes.
Parallel universes.
I hope I have a parallel brain somewhere, memory somewhere.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
All right, here we go. All right. I'm back.
Hey.
Well, I got hit hard.
Did
I don't
you?
Know, a few minutes, I don't know how many minutes in, all of a sudden I was like so dizzy. I had to grab my desk.
Wow. And I felt like I was on fire.
Wow.
It just got really hot.
Your whole body or?
Yes.
Huh. I don't remember you ever mentioning that before, so that's fun.
Yeah. And I don't remember you getting dizzy.
No. No, I don't either. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Did you get a message?
I kind of looked a little bit and like just joy came into my head. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, I got the dizzy thing. I'm like, okay, I'm not looking anymore. Maybe we're supposed to be dizzy with joy. How's that?
Oh, I like that.
No, I don't like being dizzy.
No, but you know, as a metaphor.
I know. I'm teasing. Okay. I'm teasing.
I like the joy part.
Yes. Yes. Joy. We should probably do one on joy, huh? Oh, such a powerful thing.
I know. Joy is good.
Joy, yes. Ecstatic. Okay, so hopefully people will comment if you have any questions. Remember, go to Immersion into Source on Facebook. Yeah, that's the easiest way because we're sitting here with our headsets on and trying to check emails and everything. That would just get to be too much. So go on to Facebook, Immersion into Source. And if you don't have Facebook, then I guess next, you know, if you think of it, email questions ahead of time. And then that way we can, you know, have them ready.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into OM Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And here we are back again.
And we had a couple of comments.
Awesome.
Yeah. One is that I was hot and happy.
They were like, tuned in.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that's great. You know, if you're going to be hot, you should be happy. And the other one is this time I felt like I was floating in the palm of the Creator.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
I want to float in the palm of the Creator.
Wow. I got dizzy. Dang it. Oh, no. What a beautiful experience.
Really.
We are so happy for you. We're just joking. Not to, anyway.
Okay. No, I know I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I do want it. I'm so thrilled for this person, but I wanted some of that too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I just don't want them to feel like we're taken away from their thing.
No, I hope not. Please,
yeah.
Please,
yeah, yeah.
No.
I think it's
never
beautiful. But you know, but that's how we are, isn't it? We see like, oh my gosh, I want that, I want that, I want that, instead of going, mm-hmm, okay, you know what? The Disney is what it was meant for me. The Disney,
right,
is my thing, and that's my thing. So I should be happy with that.
And the hot was my thing, and I'll take it because it was still, it wasn't bad. It was good,
mm-hmm,
you know. And I had a vision of a person, and I'm going to use that for part of our talk tonight.
All right.
But that's why, I didn't want to mention it then.
Okay.
But what I really want to do is I thought, you know, and sometimes when we're talking about things, we need to define what we're talking about. And I really thought that that would be important for this subject, so that we all know we're talking about the same thing. How is parallel universe defined?
Okay, so the universe itself, the term universe itself, I don't know who came up with it, but we all, I believe, tend to understand that to mean all that is. Our galaxy, all the galaxies, everything everywhere, as far as it goes, into infinity, that all, if you put that all in under one thing, that's called the universe. Everything is. So, if everything is in the universe, then how can you have multiple universes? Because then that's not everything, right?
Right.
So, whether you want to use the word dimensions or aspects or what I'm getting at is terminology can be tricky. So it's an overlay. It's more than one sets of energies, rules, whatever, that all exist at the same time in the same place. And remember, quantum physics and all that, they're saying that there is no such thing as time and space. So it's kind of silly to say it all exists in one time and space when there is no time and space, but how else? Again, you have to use words somehow to convey what we're saying.
Right.
So they're showing like flowing energy. So if you had somebody, you know, if you see an image like of the wind god or whatever, you see him like in the clouds blowing wind, and each like one part of the wind curls up, one curls over here. Do you know what image I'm referring to? You know, that you see like multiple strands of wind in different directions, right?
Right, right,
okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they're using that imagery. So there's multiple, so it's all coming from the same breath. It's all the same energy. It's all coming, but it all kind of like this one curves that way and this one curves that way, and they all kind of are part of each other, but they have some different characteristics.
Okay.
And if you're a particle, you know, of air or wind or whatever, if you're a mote of dust, you might be floating you might be existing in the strand of air that flows that way, and another particle of dust is floating on the, you know, on the wind that flows that way, but you're all part of the big one, big huge thing, which we were calling the universe. I don't know. If we have multiple verses, then how do we, if we have multiverses, we should call Michio Kaku and ask him, Keiku, excuse me, so what do you call, what do the multiverses, what do they sit inside? What's the thing that they're encased in? What do you call that?
Yeah, maybe it's in his book.
Yeah, well, you read it and you tell me.
All right, okay. All right. I have another part to this question, but
okay,
before we do that, there was another comment on here, and she said, well, that was quite wonderful, heat, tingling, pulsing, and then I felt joy. I know, right?
Oh.
And then she said, thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
I know.
I mean, because I clearly didn't say joy out loud until after the healing session, and yet she,
right,
heard it.
Right?
She heard soy. Jeez, she heard Source talking to her. Peter,
yeah.
She, I don't know, was it a she? I don't know, whoever
she,
that was. She, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. And she felt good.
Awesome.
Okay. Anyway, so back to the subject. So one of the comments that we got on Facebook was that I heard that parallel universes are like slices of bread. And then after that, like membranes that are lined up like slices of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be accurate?
Well, that's pretty much similar to with the imagery that they just gave us with the wind blowing, you know. Except the only difference being in the imagery that Source gave us, that there's more flow to that, more, you know, bread is kind of static. It just kind of lays there. Mm-hmm. So, so if you had like floating moving bread, which my bread doesn't do that, but maybe yours does. Then yes, then that would be, and again, we're just using whatever imagery you can wrap your head around that works for you.
Right.
Because clearly we're not going to like nail it. We're not going to get it down, but yeah. So those are appropriate too.
Okay. So, all right. Within these parallel universes, are there different dimensions?
Yes.
And how many dimensions are there? In some of the things I read, 11, and in some, I think in one page it said 13. So that made me think, well, how many are there? And in different universes, does it vary? Like, you know, maybe this universe has four dimensions, but maybe this mm-hmm. one has, would that be accurate?
Okay, so let's start with the simple one. Does it vary universe to universe? Yes and no. Like, predominantly, one universe will have, say, 10, just to pick a round number. The predominant number is 10, and then the one next door is 5, then one next door is 37, just picking numbers out of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
But there's interplay between those. So the one that has 10, it has 10 predominantly, but It because it's interacting with the other universes at the other levels or the other layers at all times, it also has, so that number's kind of in flux.
Okay. That's weird to me.
It's not to me any weirder than anything else, but what well, but is there something, should we explain it more?
I just feel like I don't understand how it could be in flux, I guess.
Okay, so let's see if they can give us an example. So they're saying something about so like in science they're talking about thermodynamics. There's like the laws, thermodynamics, the law of, you know, there's all these laws in physics.
Yes.
So say you have 5 laws of physics and those are predominantly what you're measuring or whatever. But there are other rules and other laws that also come into play. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like that. So there's, you know, whatever dimensions there are, but then there are also other things that come into play that will have an effect on those ones that you're working with or that you are predominantly with. Does that make sense? Again,
that makes some better sense to me.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So, I have some other questions written down.
Okay. Well, I only answered part of that question, right?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm excited to say the next part, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. But I don't remember the rest of the question.
The question was, how many dimensions were there? How many dimensions exist, and does it vary in different universes?
Okay, so we answered this. All right, so we answered the second half of that. The first half of that, same again. When you say that, what comes into my head is the number 24, but it has those little numbers after it, you know, those exponential numbers.
Yes.
So I'm not seeing that clearly, and I wouldn't be able to tell you what that means anyway, because, again, I'm not scientific. So it's a huge number.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes.
All right. I didn't want to jump ahead, but I feel like the picture that I got in my head was not by accident. Of course it wasn't. But I had a picture of a woman bent over a child. And actually, this was this part of me, this part, this was brought to my attention earlier this week. But the way that it came to me now was really different. Because I know that that was me. It wasn't just, it was an, just a
you were the woman or the child?
I was the woman.
Okay.
So is that, could that be an example? Like when our lives touch, like that was a former life of mine. And like I said, that was brought to my attention the other day, that there's something going on where that, that past life is affecting me right now today. And, but so when our past lives come back to us and affect us in our current life, is that an example of parallel lives merging?
Yes. And remember, this is my opinion, and this is, and I have gone over this with Source, and they, this is at least the guides, the beings that I hang out with, this is their opinion, and I believe them. That the term past is misleading. It's not a past life. It's an existing, it's a current life because everything happens at the same time.
Right.
So, yes. So the answer is yes. But again, remembering that it's not really past. It's existing.
Okay.
Or it's current.
Oh, darn. We got a commercial on that.
Well, maybe they'll talk about sacred success again. So we can be warmed up for sacred sex on Sunday.
There we go.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We're back.
We are.
So, we had an example of parallel universes touching lives that are going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, that kind of answers a little bit what one of my other questions is does a copy of us exist in a parallel world?
It's an aspect of you. It is you. Your consciousness, your, you know, let me see if I can get this explained, because this is a question that I have myself. One of my guys, we're walking along talking and blah, 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 and we're having trouble communicating, and I'm like, you know, I was frustrated. I'm like, you know, why don't you just talk to my higher self and leave my, and instead of talking to me, my, you know, my earthly self, because my earthly self is just, I'm not getting it. You know, just hang out with that aspect of me, and you know, surely that would be less frustrating for you, and you know. And he's like, but that's not all of you. And I'm like, okay, what the heck does that mean? So, like, the more all of me is here, I'm having this experience right now, which, again, if there is no now, there is no that, I mean, if there is no time, so hold on. So your attention is on this existence right now, which seemingly takes, you know, X amount of years, whether you live for 3 months or 30 years or 100 years. Really, it's this moment right now, and your attention is on this moment. So, hold on. You have imprints throughout, you know, not everywhere. Let's see, everywhere. Wherever you've been, wherever you're going to be. Oh, but that expands. Your being expands, but your attention is where your attention is. So whatever, so it would be like, you know, like when you do ghost work.
Okay.
And there's an imprint.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it seems like that person is still there, it really is just an imprint. And there's a special word for it. I can't think of it right now. Residual. There's like residual energy of that being, like, say, so some event happened and there's a residual of that event. But the being, the person or persons that were involved in that, their attention is no longer on that residual energy. Even though that is them, their attention is elsewhere.
Okay.
Attention is the best word I can come up with.
Okay. All right, I understand that, but so if a copy, that doesn't really, I still would, I guess I'm not getting it, because does that answer whether a copy of us exists in a parallel world?
It's not a copy, it's you.
Okay, all right. I
so
get that.
So when we're talking about the slices of bread or the breaths of air or the membranes, say you see those as horizontal slices of bread lying on top, slices on top of each other.
Okay.
You know, and then you go, you know, when you get like a Monte Cristo sandwich or something, they put that toothpick down the middle to hold the whole thing together.
Right.
That toothpick is in all pieces of the bread, right? So you're the toothpick. You're existing in all those pieces of bread at the same time.
Okay. So, all right. So, okay, I think I'm getting the attention part then. So there's part of me, like as was shown, you know, the woman with the baby, you know, a long, long time ago. That's me. And her attention is on her life, on her, what she's doing right then and there. My attention is here doing this. So it's not a copy of me, it is me somewhere else having that experience, and yet I'm also here having this experience.
Mm-hmm. Except for it's more that now, everything is now. Now you are having this experience. So your attention is on this. That woman bending over the child is a residual when your attention is on that piece of bread, mm-hmm. then you're having that experience.
Okay.
And then this becomes a residual.
Okay.
Okay. So whatever slice of bread you're focused on or your attention is on, the other pieces of bread are still there, but you're focused on a particular piece of bread and the other ones are just kind of there.
Okay.
And there, but it's more complicated than that. I don't know if we can.
It's deep.
They're kind of like going, yeah, you don't want, maybe we better not call. I don't know if we have time. Hold on.
Well, we probably don't.
They're like showing like symbols and stuff. I think they're trying to tell me it's going to get really complicated.
Okay. All right. Well,
which is fine by me.
Which explains then maybe, you know, one of the questions is that, you know, our scientists have so much incredible information, you know, and thank goodness that there are people in the world that want to do those kinds of things. My hat is off to you and, you know, all kinds of respect. But why is it that, you know, if these universes, parallel universes exist, why can't they find them? Or why can't they get, you know, with all the facts that they can find, why don't they just say it is, you know, quantifiable?
Because it's right in front of your nose, and a lot of times you can't not see what's right in front of your nose.
Oh, so they're, what I've taken from that is making a mountain out of a molehill?
It's more about you see what you expect to see. It takes really special minds to see what they don't expect to see.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And remember, so when they're setting up equipment to take measurements or to collect data, they are telling the equipment what data to look for. Right?
Right.
So they're setting equipment and they're calibrating it. We want you to measure temperature. We want you to measure minerals. We want you to measure mass. We want you to measure distance. Because those are all things that we are comfortable with. Well,
right.
You have to tell it to measure other worlds. If you don't, you know what I mean? You have to figure out how to do that and how to tell it to do that. If you don't tell it to do that, it's not going to do it. The equipment
right.
that you're using.
Right? I gotcha. Yeah.
Like a ruler is only going to measure inches or centimeters. You don't tell a ruler to, you know, measure speed, so it doesn't.
Right. I get that.
Okay.
That makes sense. Oddly enough. All right. How much time do we have?
I don't know.
Well, it's 7:55.
Okay.
I've got a couple questions here. I just don't know how deep that they are.
Okay.
So let's try this one. This one was given to me. If a leaf is green here, what is it like there?
That's what I said earlier, right at the beginning of the show.
Oh my gosh, you did, didn't you?
I did. Oh, that's funny. So they're holding me to it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
And that wasn't even from you. I didn't write it down.
No, somebody's holding me to my statement that I just like threw out off the cuff. Okay, hold on. A leaf is a leaf is a leaf.
Okay.
So in this carbon-based planet, the properties that the forces, the energies, the ecology, all those things that factor into making this planet look the way it does, it looks green. But it's a leaf. It's recognizable as a leaf. Elsewhere, the ecology, the environment, all those things aren't necessarily going to be the same, but you're still going to recognize it as a leaf. Okay?
All right. I get that.
Okay.
It makes sense. And it kind of brought to my mind, too, well, what is green?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we've talked about this before, but the thing that
we have.
I know what it looks like to me, but I don't know what it looks like to you. I just know
right.
that we both agree that whatever that is, we're going to call it green.
Right.
But it might not look how I think it does. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you said there was another one? Another question?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Let me see which one of these. Okay. Let's see if this is a good one. Time is in the fifth dimension now, even though there is no time, but we're just going to say, for the sake of this question, time is in the fifth dimension now. How and what is that exactly? The fifth dimension.
Time is in the fifth dimension.
Dimension now. How and what is that exactly? Meaning the fifth dimension.
Okay, so my brain doesn't understand that question. So let me see if I can get an answer without my brain, because then I have to pose the question, and if I don't understand the question, I don't know if I'm going to get the, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
Like, I like, so hold on, let me see if I can, oy. I'm just knowing something, writing something down. Okay, what does that mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? No, I lost it. Time is in the fifth dimension now. What dimension? What?
How and what is that exactly? Meaning the fifth dimension.
What is the fifth dimension?
Yeah. And how did we... Well, just we'll just leave with that.
Oi.
Oh! Oh my gosh. All right. Hey, guys, join us Wednesday for our webinar.
Sunday for the webinar.
Sunday for the webinar, and next Wednesday. Wait, back next here.
Back here next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, or well, 8 o'clock Eastern. Destiny versus free will. That ought to be interesting.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait.
All right. Love to all of you.
Love to all of you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you, Wendy.
Welcome.